Okay. Simon Tofresh Ein Dalet. Let's start from the beginning of the Sif again. Madlikim Ne'er Chanukah Ne'er Chanukah. So we're learning that this is actually based on a concept that we've discussed earlier, that there is really an Issa Shtamshus of Ne'er Chanukah, as we've learned, that you're not allowed to use the flames, the fire of the Chanukah candles, you're not allowed to use it. It's an Issa Shtamshus, Issa Ano. Now, we're learning over here that, nevertheless, despite this Issa of, despite the Kedusha, you're allowed to madlik in a Chanukah, in a Chanukah, one Chanukah candle to another Chanukah candle can be lit. That's okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. V'davka lehadlik mizeh lezeh. You are allowed to, say you take a candle, you're allowed to light from the candle onto the other candle. That's fine. One candle to another candle, that's fine. Beloy emtsoy, without an intermediate. So you're not allowed to, as explains now, of lahadlik mizeh lezeh ali deneir shel choil osu. You are not allowed to, if you've got one menorah you have, and it's lit, you take now intermediate candle, you take the flame, you take it from there, and you light with that onto a second menorah, that you're not allowed to. So you light one directly onto another, you could. But with an emtsoi, with an intermediate, with an in-between, is no good. No. Correct. Exactly. There is the Mishnah Berurah over here explaining this as follows. Where did that come from? B'loy emtsoi, says the Mishnah Berurah, the ein bazeh, if you're using an in-between, ein bazeh bizui mitzvah, it doesn't degrade the mitzvah. Why? Kimen de shteyam shel mitzvah hein. They're both mitzvah ones. So if it's one menorah onto another menorah, that's both mitzvah fires, and therefore that's okay. Ve'im kovo echad na'neirois, if one of them blows out, ein lahadliko min ha'acherim, afilo b'loyim tzoi. Now, continues in Mishnah Berurah, a very interesting addition. And it says as follows, what happens if you've got the menorah, you've got six candles. One of them blew out. Now, what would be a natural thing to do? You've got five are still lit. So what would you normally, what would you do? What's the natural thing to do? You take one of those and light the one that blew out. Make sense? Don't know how you do it. You're right. Let's speak about candles. Yeah, you're right. It wouldn't be practical with oil. You're right. So let's not talk about oil. You're right. If it's candles, you've got candles, and one of them blew out. What would you do? What do you think would be a natural thing to do? You've got six candles. One of them blows out. What would be the natural thing to do?
Leave it.
Yeah. You would normally light it, right? I think so, because we know that lechatcheli you should be lit again. How would you light it again? Within the half an hour, I'm talking about. What would many people do? Relight it. You take the shamash. So says Mishnah Berurah, are you allowed to use the Chanukah candle number 5 and use that for number 6 that blew out? Why not? You're saying it's bizu mitzvah. Now you're saying an interesting point. Well, why do you disagree? Oh, you're saying very right. So you said that 1 second we learned beginning of the Sif, madlik ne'er Chanukah le'ner Chanukah, one ne'er Chanukah onto another ne'er Chanukah is fine. So you're saying, surely that should be fine as well. There's no bizu mitzvah. Bizu mitzvah is if you're using it now for your gas stove, you're using it. That's a bizu mitzvah. Disrespectful to the mitzvah. But over here, using one candle for candle number 6, what should be the problem? Does everybody agree with that or not? Is it disrespectful or not? Not disrespectful. Is it disrespectful or not? You're saying, madlikim in
elenei. I'm not saying this is right, but you could argue that one should go out.
Says the Mishnah Berurah, and says, im kava echad ma'aneiros, if one of the candles blew out, fascinating Mishnah Berurah, ein la'adlikim min acherim, you're not allowed to use it, afilum b'loyam, so you're not allowed to use it, you're not allowed to use that candle, why? V'afilu kofso b'seich shir hazman, even if it's within the half an hour, why? The ein b'hadlokezu mitzvah mikradin. There is no real mitzvah. It doesn't have to be really lit anymore. It's true, we like to have it lit for half an hour. It's true, granted. But really, halachically speaking, as he finishes off, the kaimelon, kofso ein zokukla. if it had a potential when you lit it initially, it could have burned for half an hour. So you fulfill the mitzvah. Yeah? Hadlaka is the mitzvah we learned. Hadlaka, the action of lighting, oisa, mitzvah is the mitzvah. You're yoitzer, completely. So, we learned that you should really relight it. With it for the half an hour, it's nice to relight it. Of course, without a bracha. You should relight it. But, we're learning now, if you've got numerous candles, can you use one candle to the other candle? The answer is no. Because now the fact that I'm lighting it again, it's not such a superior mitzvah anymore, because you fulfilled the mitzvah. You fulfilled the mitzvah already. So it's not a mitzvah candle, really. It's not a mitzvah candle. It's such a lomdish mishnah buah. Yeah, you're right. So you're right. It's a nice thing to do. So take a match and light it again. Take the shamash on the side and light it again. But don't use another candle because kofsa ein zokhara, you fulfilled the mitzvah. This is so lomdish, and I think this could so easily be a mistake. It's such a nice mishnah buah. Because you've fulfilled the mitzvah already. You've fulfilled the mitzvah. Now you want to light. Very nice. It's very nice to do it. And we learned that ideally you should. But it's not a mitzvah. It's not an absolute obligation, and therefore it's not on the. Therefore, ain madlikim in there for this scenario. Yeah. Very nice. This tachon. We speak to Biskov. Speaks about it. He asks. Could you? He's asked Mamash that question. He says, "Hold on a second. Really, how many lights do we have to candle? You just need on. So all the other ones really." All the other ones really are just a hiddur anyway. Yeah, just a hiddur. So you could really, number three to number four, actually just it's just a hiddur. It's a very, very, very nice point that. But that it's part of the mitzvah because it's, you're right in a way that we all do it. But it's not, doesn't make it into a higher level of obligation. It's the custom, it's what people do, and we all nahada. Very interestingly, but it's not making it so. It's a valid point. Nevertheless, just to get back, it sounds like from the poskim that we disregard this point, which is very interesting, and that itself needs to be investigated. But it's a halacha lemaisa. It sounds like we don't go with that svara. Yeah.
So enough minute from the first night to the second night, because every other
correct. That's so definitely true.
Second to third, they're both hidden.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, that's a valid point. Yeah. Yeah. The Emes says, I saw in the poskim, and I don't know the answer to that, which one is the, if you light, once you pass the second night, night number three, night number four, which one is the Mahadrin, and which one is the Ikechiv? I don't really know. What do you think? If we have to, normally we wouldn't have to, you know, we don't have to identify it, but I wonder, which one is it? Yeah, you think so? So that could be. I hear that. Does everybody agree to that? The first one you light is always going to be. It's going to be moving leftwards.
That makes sense because you're making a bracha.
So you're making the bracha on the ikkechiv as opposed to the. Does everybody agree to that? Yeah, it could very well be. It could very well be. But I could hear somebody saying that it's. Yeah, because you could really make a bracha on the. Yeah. Okay, that's an interesting point. It's an interesting point. Okay. Right now. The Shulchan Aruch says so that you're not allowed to use an intermediate. Okay. V'yesh matirin, continue Shulchan Aruch on top of the page. V'yesh matirin gam bezeh. Some are more lenient. Some, so say the Shulchan Aruch, say you can actually use an intermediate light. You can use a middle candle. You could use that. That's okay. Elohim keinu be'inin she'esh lochu she'echa be'aneir shel choyl koidim shadik ne'ach shel chanukah. So some say that... Some say that you could use it, but all you need to make sure, I need to do Mishnah Busif Kotten Gimel. Please excuse me. I want to see Mishnah Busif Kotten Gimel. Also, he used the words of Nesha Nire Kemevaze Neshel Mitzvah. The reason is why you can't use an intermediate in between light is because Shenira, it is, appears Kemevaze Neshel Mitzvah. By using in between, you're mevazeh the mitzvah. Shemadlik memenu neir shel choil. You're using the Chanukah candles for a week, for profane light. Aval pishu oisel etzech mitzvah. Although you're doing it for purpose of a mitzvah, nevertheless, it's inappropriate. V'neir shel and now, just going back to your point, v'neir shel shamash u'bichlal neir shel choil bezeh. That's what going back to neir shel choil. It's considered neir shel choil. Yeah, no, but you can't use it, but you're right, you can't use it, But if you have got it on the side burning, you can for sure use it for another one. Right? You can't, do you understand? You can't light the menorah candle use that for the shamash and then use the shamash. That you wouldn't be able to, you're quite right. But if it's late on the side, you could certainly use that for it. Okay. Now continues the Ramah. And the Ramah teaches us the following. The custom is the following. That's very important. The custom is to be stringent. Benero is Chanukah with the Neros Chanukah candle. The meaning is as follows: says Shulchan Aruch, Shaloi lahadlik afilu miner liner. He says, never mind the Ikra Halacha. Halacha lemaisa, says the Ramah. The custom is that we are machmir. We don't use Chanukah candles for nothing at all, whatsoever. You don't use it for one unto the other, second unto the third, etc. We don't use it for one menorah unto the other menorah. We don't use ever Chanukah candles for any other purpose. The Ikra mitzvosa einu liner echad. Because the Ikka mitzvah is only a ne'er echad, one light. It's actually, yeah, it's actually your point, actually. The other ones are not such a crucial mitzvah. Therefore, you don't use it for one onto the other. If on Friday afternoon it gets blowed out, right? So that's a good question. So the Maisa Friday afternoon lighting is a bit different. So because there the obligation to relight it is a bit bigger. The task says one should light again on the. Right. I think we'll still be machmir not to, but you're right. There is more obligation on Friday from here. Yeah. It's more weird. Okay. The kolze, says the Ramah, the kolze, einoi rak poichidolkin mitzvoson. That you can't light it again, that they can't use this light, the fact that you can't use the light at all, that's only as long as they are within the half an hour. Shildolkin, that they are lit le mitzvoson for the mitzvah purpose. Aval acha she'ova zmana mitzvah, but after the zmana mitzvah is completed, mutorim be'ano, they are mutana be'ano. You can use it for any other purpose. So again, the Ramavia says the following. The minig is that we never ever use the menorah for any other purpose. Not number 3 to number 4, not number 6 to number 2. You don't use the menorah for one menorah to the other menorah. The custom is not to use it for any purpose whatsoever. That's the most first point is. Second point is that all this that we discussed now, the Isser Halno, the Isahana of the Neros, says the Ramah, that's only during the half an hour. After the half an hour, do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. What do you want to use it for after half an hour? Go and fry your latkes with it. Do it for that. It's after half an hour, it's fine. You can. So, right. Now, save base. Yesh Misha Oimer. Some say, Shanea Besaknesses, the candles of a shul, Veshel Shabbos, and Shabbos candles, Veshel Chanukah, and of Chanukah, Kulam Shal Mitzvahim, they're all mitzvah candles, Umutta Lehadlik Mizeleze, and you can use one for the other. In other words, that if you have got a shul candles, or you've got a Shabbos candles, or you've got you can use those flame. You can use fire from there and use it for menorah. They're all on a mitzvah level, and you can use it for one for the other purpose. Correct. Correct. You can use any light which is for mitzvah purpose, such as shul, such as Shabbos candles, such as they're all considered mitzvah purpose, and you can light one of the other.
The shul lights are considered mitzvah purpose lights. Is that only when there's no electricity, and therefore but for those shul lights being lit, people couldn't daven in the shul. What about nowadays where the chassidim have been having the shul?
Correct, that's a good point. Very interesting question. I can't answer your question. I don't know. I don't know. Good question. I don't know.
because who doesn't have electric
lights on? Yeah, no, but over there they still a takana. Yeah, still have a takana of lighting. There's a ikat chachomim where maybe the takana should light on Friday candles. It's a takana, a proper rabbinical takana. We don't find that with regards to neir shel beis hakneses. Yeah, says the Ramah, v'hagov u'adi neir shel Talmud Torah. Also, a light with aid that helps you to learn Torah, or neir lechoyle, or a choyle that needs. We find that choylim needed a lot of light. You know, there's even the Gemara speaks about choyle, somebody who is frightened from the dark, could even be that kind of choyle, mental illness, mental discomfort. And he needs light. He's scared of afraid of the darkness. Then that kind of light is also considered the name of mitzvah. So he says, "Who adin shel Talmud Torah? If you need light to learn Torah or for choyle, hatzorich ne, who needs a candle? So it's not only for practical purpose. A choyle that you know you need to see to him, and you need light just to help him to know what you're doing. But it's not only that; it's also for mental support, mental health." Well, the havana would be that it's not considered it's not a complete mitzvah. Ah, you're saying the havana is that it's still a mitzvah, therefore you can't use minareh. Because no, I'll tell you. The chiddush would be the fact that you can use it, I would have assumed that there's various levels of mitzvah. For instance, ner of a choyle, I hear that it's a mitzvah, you know, you want to help the choyle, but who says on the same level of a mitzvah than ner shel Shabbos or ner shel Chanukah? So the fact that I can use a Chanukah for a choyle or light or things like that, I would have thought that maybe it may not be permitted. It's different levels of mitzvah. So we're learning now that they're all on an equal level, you can, which is like interesting. It really is, yeah. Okay. Now let's start some tofresh einay. Shehadloka is a mitzvah v'loy hanocha. This going back to the concept that we discussed, that the hadloka is a mitzvah, the action of lighting is the mitzvah v'loy hanocha, and not the placement of it. We spoke about that in several places. Now let's see it inside. Sif alef hadloka, meaning the lighting, the action of lighting the menorah, is a mitzvah. Is the mitzvah v'loy hanocha, not the placement. So the case that he speaks about is the following. It's the Gemara's case. Shem ha'osam u'neches v'mkoyma, if the menorah, say, is placed in a certain spot. Shlo l'shem mitzvah chanukah, it's there not for a chanukah purpose. It's just there for convenience. It's placed in a certain place. Not for chanukah. It's there. That's where you keep the menorah all year round. It's the place where you keep it all year. And you light matzik sham, and you light it there, in that place. You don't need to remove it. There's no requirement to move the menorah and to put it there. L'shem, for the purpose of mitzvah Chanukah. So I would have thought, if Hanukkah is a mitzvah, which you don't paskin like, you would have thought that maybe you need to take the menorah and you lift it up, maybe 3 tefachim, maybe 6, and place it there because Hanukkah is a mitzvah. So we're not saying that. There's no such thing. If the menorah is in the right place because for convenience, storage purpose, being that all year round, and now you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeim Elecholom, and you light it, that's perfectly okay. Because why? Because Hadloko is the mitzvah, the lighting is the mitzvah, and not the placement of the menorah. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch. Lefichach, therefore, Ashosh is a lantern, Shehoisa the lake is Kolayom, that is lit the entire day. Interesting case. You've got a lantern, is light, you know, for the light for the room. Sheidlikom erev Shabbos lemitzvah Chanukah, which was lit before Shabbos for Chanukah purpose. Lematzah Shabbos, on Matzah Shabbos mechabe, you need to extinguish it. Umadlikol Hashem mitzvah, you need to light it again. So what he says is the following: that imagine you've got this big lantern that you actually use for light in the room. So now you used it, you used it for Chanukah. You lit it for Chanukah on Friday afternoon, but now you've got it still. The whole Friday it was burning. The whole Shabbos it was lit, and now on Motzei Shabbos it's still lit. So I would have thought maybe I don't have to do anything. It's lit. It's burning. Motzei Shabbos it's still burning. So no. Just because you need hadlaka is a mitzvah, you certainly need to extinguish it and make the bracha again. Because hadlaka is a mitzvah. The fact that it's lit doesn't help you one bit. The fact that it's placed there, the fact that it's lit there, doesn't make you fulfill the mitzvah. It's not a passive mitzvah. It's an active mitzvah. You need to light the menorah again. Mikol Mokoim, and nevertheless, Mikol Mokoim, nevertheless, Tzorich Shadlikenu B'Mokim Anachoso. You need to light it in the place, B'Mokim Anocha, in the place, because of Adloka is a mitzvah, you need to light in the place where it's going to be burning. Shem Idliko Befnim, if it's lit inside, Ve'oitzio Lochot, and you bring it outside, Lo Yotze, you're not Yotze, Sheharoye, Oima, the bystander, is going to say, Letzoko imadliko. He's not lighting it for Hanukkah purpose. He's lighting it for his own purpose. So what we're learning now is, because of Adloko is a mitzvah, you may not move the menorah. You have to light it in the place that is the ideal place, and you have to keep it there. Of course, after half an hour is fine. But you may not move them. That's the place that you keep for finger mitzvah. Yeah. Right. Mishnebura in Sifkoten Vav says that the following: Voitzio lechutz, because we are poiskim. The poiskim write: Shafilu hoya hadlok. Even if the lighting took place. Even if it's either inside or outside, gam ken yesh lochush. Yeah, you still need to be careful. It sounds like you may not move the menorah at all, even a few inches in its place. You have to keep them mamish right there. Until the half an hour is over. Some achronim are more lenient in that. If it's just a few inches, some achronim are more lenient. The prime godim writes, "Shelechatchile bevade yish leizor, but zelechatchile should certainly not move the menorah." Ve'afilu peneres chanuk shemadlikim ve'isaknes, even with the shul candles, gam kein nochan. It's also proper leizor to be careful. Lechatchile shalitaltim koyman at shir chatzisha. So what he says over here is that never mind the fact that you're not allowed to take the menorah from inside, outside, from outside. That for sure you can't. But even if it's in the same type of place, as you said, a few inches to the right, a few inches to the left, we don't move the menorah within a half an hour. Not to the right, not to the left, not to the east, not to the... You don't. Adloka is a mitzvah, we keep it much like that. Yeah.
If you light it, and then suddenly you realize that you're not being possible in Israel at all by the way you put it.
Well,
there's a pillar in the way. And
you need to move a few inches, and then okay, that's a very good question. Let's examine this question. Rabbi Yossel asks, what's the halacha if you put the menorah in a place and suddenly realized, oh, I completely forgot, say the shutters were down, or there's this lorry parked outside and I didn't notice it, and nobody's going to see the menorah. So is that what you do now? Can you now move it a few inches to the right that it can be seen? Pardon? Also, it's for the
bias.
Good, for the bnei bias. Good, good. Yeah?
Number one, you don't need the street to say, which is the same thing.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
But if you do move it, is it worse than if it goes out?
Very good. So one second, let's examine that. So the answer to your question is the following. That the halacha we paskin, the more paskins, that really them ikir adin, we don't need any onlookers to see it at all. It's an additional chumrah that we add. Really, we're fulfilling the mitzvah by our family. If the pesum anes that we create is done by our wives and children. So you don't really need to have... Now, therefore, you must move it. You must move it. Now, if it happens, if you're talking about a case that is really, you're just on your... Not you. Somebody's just on his own, and there's no children and family to sit. Then, and there's really no pesum anes whatsoever. Children are sleeping, whatever. Then the truth is that you fulfilled the. You're probably lit in. It could be that you've lit in a place that you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. So then you'd have to probably move it. The question is about the bracha. That would be a good one, interesting one about the bracha. But
and another case, one final case would be if you light in a place where, for whatever reason, the members of your family can't see it. It's high up or something on the floor, and the members of your family can't see it. You can see it. Let's say you're 7
Then, if they can't see it, then I would recommend. No, move them. Yeah. So the truth is that you just they'll see it. They'll have to see it. Yeah.
I was like, Gemara sign involved. If you
like there it, is a bit of that as well, yeah.
Take it outside.
Yeah.
So you didn't light it for comically, like comparatively, you did it for your own purposes. But if you're moving it such a small fraction that there's just no possible
significance whatsoever.
You could say that there's more sign of taking.
This is a good point. It's a good point that maybe what would happen if you move it 2 millimeters. An inch or a really very, very insignificant distance. What's the halacha then? You're probably right, Mrs. Vora, but I think at the very least it's a minhag not to do that. At the very least. But you may be right that you haven't met.
Because there might be a few reasons why you have to. Number one, I know when I was there, Shishani, Shiva, I would want to get the Hanukkah in the window. And it was windy, so I think I might have thought, you know what, it's going to go up anyway. If I don't move it, at least a little bit.
Right.
So that I could at least stay lit.
Right. The question is going to be then, should you make a new bracha or not? But we learned in Mishnah Berurah that you wouldn't, yeah.
But even if you do move it, so aren't you still linked to the original hadlaka?
Good question.
Because if there's not a Mara sign, then...
Could be. It's an interesting one. Could be. I'm not convinced. Could be. Yeah. Could be. Yeah. Okay. Good job, Sabosai.